This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a big industry meeting going on down in South Florida this week. The National Confectioners Association, sometimes referred to as Big Candy, is gathering at the Trump National Doral Resort near Miami. At the same time, the group is trying to win some policy points up in Washington with the Trump administration. The Washington Post had the story today. Amy Britton's an investigative reporter there. Amy, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This story, this set of meetings that are happening in South Florida and at the D.C. hotel that Mr. Trump owns, it seems to be right at the nexus of people doing business with companies owned by the president of the United States and at the same time trying to change or influence policy of that government.
Right. I mean, we're kind of really fascinated by that potential intersection between Trump Organization business and the Trump White House.
Tell me then about the National Confectioners Association and what they have to say about these bookings that they made, which we should say they made, you know, two-ish years ago.
Right. So one of the interesting things is that one of my colleagues actually saw the National Confectioners Association back at the Trump International Hotel in D.C. In September, before the hotel was even officially open. So keep in mind, you know, the rooms were still being finished. People are still working on drywall, construction throughout the building. I mean, they were one of the first major groups in the door. But the major thing that has changed is that they are now lobbying the Trump administration for favorable actions related to the candy industry.
What is it that the Confectioners Association wants? What's their lobbying push? Do you know?
Right. So they actually want a lot over the next couple of years. The candy manufacturers and the sugar growers in this country don't really like each other, which I wasn't really aware of. I thought they would all be kind of on the same team. Yeah. You know, sugar goes into candy. The candy manufacturers, they want a complete overhaul of the sugar subsidy program in this country. So if they get what they want when it comes to sugar reform, they're estimating that that could save their industry $280 million a year.
The group would not disclose, the Confectioners Association would not disclose, you say, how much they had paid the Trump Organization, but you did some asking around.
We did, yes. So these bookings are not cheap, but at a minimum, I think we're talking about upwards hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly approaching or surpassing $1 million, because you're talking about 600 people right now at the Miami Doral Trump Resort. That's a very luxurious resort. You know, spa packages included, golfing excursions, you know, a dessert networking hour at the Donald J. Trump Grand Patio. There's so much Trump branding associated with this convention that it's hard not to look at the, you know, convention packet and say, huh, you know, this is really interesting how you see Trump's name all over this packet. And at the same time, we know that they are aggressively and actively lobbying the Trump administration for what they want.
We ought to note here, and you do in this piece, that right before he was inaugurated, Mr. Trump had a press conference. His lawyer was there, and she said, this will be an arm's length relationship that the president has with his company. He's not going to have anything to do with these transactions. And his adult sons and another executive are going to run the Trump Organization. That said, he still does own the company.
Right. He does. And, you know, I don't think anyone necessarily thinks that Donald Trump is receiving a spreadsheet of individuals staying at his hotels every week. But let me tell you this, he's been to the Trump International Hotel in D.C. several times since he was inaugurated. You know, he's been seen there. We've learned that some of his cabinet members are actually living in the hotel during the week in D.C. So there's certainly an appearance that if you go to the Trump Hotel and bring your business there, you could argue that there's a decent shot that you would either run into the president or run into a member of his cabinet or his staff, because they are there quite frequently, and they don't hide it. You know, they put this out in the open whenever they're there. It's a scene. They want to be seen. They're interacting with the customers there.
Amy Britton at The Washington Post. Amy, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.